We're talking about shame, names. Right, I gave you a class on Thursday about the concept of a name. The last thing we finished with was the difference between shemes by people and shemes klayochel by the Rebishter. Right? We established that it says in Tanya that a name in Hebrew, Shmoya, Sheyikru, Le'belashon HaKodesh, your Hebrew name, Le'belashon HaKodesh, is your Chayas, right? Your name is Avraham Shlomo, so those eight Aces, Alabez, Reish, Hei, Mem, or nine Aces, Shin, Lamed, Mem, Hei, together are your Chayas, right? Avraham Shlomo is not two names, it's one larger name. That's your name. That's a Gatus. Before you had a name, before you used the name, you had to have a name. Why? Because you exist with a tzir. In other words, when you were born, before you had your bris, before they gave you your name, you already were designed by the Eibishter with a certain medida v'agabal, with a certain tzir. You're different than him, you're different than your brother, you're different than your sister, you're different than your father, you're different than your mother. The fact that you're different than another person means that there's already a tzir to your metzias, whether you have a name or you don't have a name, whether you know your name or you don't know your name. So when a human being is given a name, it's simply revealing what their name is, v'etzem, because it's not shayach for something to exist. And have a medida v'agbala, not have a name, because if medida v'agbala is its tiur, that means its form. If medida v'agbala is its tiur, that means its description. And if medida v'agbala is its shame, that means the name. So even before you know the name, you have a name. Not but then, it says in Chassidus, that calling a person by his name reveals the inyan of his name, right? We have Kama Vakama Sipurim to this. First of all, we have the story. It says in Sfarim that when a person faints, right? What does it mean that the person has fainted? That the guf and the neshama are far apart. When a person faints, the guf and the neshama are far apart. Yeah, that's what it means. When the guf and the neshama are far apart, the neshama is not revealed in the guf, so the person is in a massive of his alpha. So you have two ways to fix it. You can fix it from the goof side. How do you, a person who's fainted, how do you fix it from the goof side? You use smelling salt. You shock the person into coming back. You want to fix it from the neshama side, so it says in Svarim, it's brought in the Kutasicha, it says in Chassidus, you whisper his name into his ear. And by whispering his name into his ear, you're waking him up. Right? There's a story that Rebbe says in the Kutasicha, it's a very interesting story. It was a woman who was in a coma. And they came to the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Friedrich Rebbe said they should whisper his name into her ear. The Friedrich Rebbe's name into her ear. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person faints, you whisper their name. This Rebbe says in the Sikh. But if the person is too deeply fainted, even their name is not going to wake them up. So you have to go to the Shadish of the name. And since the Rebbe, the Nesi Ador, is the Neshama clause of the whole generation, so when you call his name, you're being made at even a higher level of his atzmus, of the neshama, where the neshama is not in a state of hiskalalus or aliyah nistalkus to that prat, but to the klal. And they taka went to this lady. The bottom line is it worked. Yeah? They whispered into her ear the Rebbe's name, the Friedrich Rebbe's name, and she came out of her coma.
So we have the cure to all comas.
Well, it helps when the Rebbe tells you to do it. Somehow I think that when the Rebbe tells you to do it, it works a little better than when you do it on your own. Chachafilu, Ayid is a tamim b'maisa, a very sincere Jew with his simple tmimistic amuna, it could work just as well, but you have to be very tmimistic. Anyway, this is the vort. So you're right. You have a name no matter what. Why do you have a name no matter what? Since you have a tier, you have a gvul, you have a name. There is still a milan calling you by the name. So then you have the famous sugya. The famous sugya, it's a lagbeimis sugya. Basically, my mother lagbeimis, you have that. Shir Amalis in Imatav Manoim Shavazaham Gam Yochad, or the Zimna Chod Itzach Amal Mitra, one of the classic Lagbaimir Maimorim. The Maimorim of the Rabbeim and Lagbaimir, like all other Maimorim, have styles. Right? A lot of them are Lagbaimir in Imatav Manoim. There are others, but there's a lot of them on that style. It's a story in Zayar that they needed rain. And they came to Rashbi. People came to the Rashbi. Rashbi was sitting in with his Chavre, with his Talmidim, with a small little group of Grace at Tzaddikim learning Seder Sateda. And they came in to ask for rain. And before they even asked, Talmidei Rashbi began to flatter him. They began to say nice things about him. One called him Shabbos. I think one of them said, Man Pnei Adon Avaya Dor Rashbi. that the Eibishter Rashbi is like a simin on the lakus, v'kayetze b'zeh. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said a teda on the pasuk, "Yimatev manoim shevedach miyam yochad," and it rained. And the way the Maimorim go standard is they contrast this story with the story in the Mishnah with Cheni Amagel. Cheni Amagel davened for rain, and it took three times to get it right. First it was too much, then it was too little, then it was right. Rashbi said Torah and it rained, so the teda came automatically. The whole hasbara that teda is higher than tefillah. It's mamchip derech memela, especially by a tzaddik like Shimon bar Yochai. The whole sugya in Chassidus built around these two stories. Okay, but the nekuda of the story is that's negeh to us is that Talmidei Rashbi flattered him, they complimented him, and as a consequence of the flattery, he said teda, and when he said teda, it rained. So of course we know that Chazal say the Dalat Chitis Einim Reiv Tnei Ashchid, and one of them is the Kat Chanafim, right? One of the worst midestroys is a Chanfaneh. What a Chanfaneh means? Someone who flatters, who tells you nice things because he's trying to work you over. A Chanfaneh. You know what a Chanfaneh means? Someone who, he says things that he doesn't mean, you should think that you like him so that you should do what he wants. So here the Tamid Rav Shimon bar Yochai HaChanafim. So the way it's explained in Chassidus is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai has hidden koichos. And by saying these different things about him, they reveal these hidden koiches. I'm revealing these hidden koiches. He said teira, and he's saying teira, it rained. And in this itself, you could explain the var two ways. One is that he didn't have the koiches until they called him by his name. And the other way is that he was so high, he had no shaykhes to rain. That's to sort of bring him down lower. But tiazei, they were not flattering him, bluff. They were saying real things about Rashbi. They were true about Rashbi. But by calling him by these names, they were revealing these hidden koiches. By calling him by these names and revealing these hidden koiches, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said teira, and it rained. So it's called, it's the sugya of shvachim. I always tell you it's in Vayechi. In Teira they suffer it's in Vayechi. But you, classic, it's in the Maimonim of Lag Ba'omer. Okay? So the Maimonim continue when they say like this. That we have the story of Rashbi and the shvachim of Rashbi. But the difference between the Shvachim, even of Rashbi, and Koyachol L'mayel B'mebishn. Why? Because every Nivra, even of Shimon bar Yochai, has a name before you call them by the name. Before they called the Shimon bar Yochai Shabbos, before they called the Shimon bar Yochai all the other Tayyarim that they gave him, which were true. That Shimon bar Yochai, as great as he was, had a Tzir. He was a person. And he had the Mekenzogn of Rashbi, a Medina of Agbala, there was a certain toyad to the Mahus of the Avodah, of the Metzias, of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So before they gave him a name, those in Yonim were there behelim, whatever level of helim you want to speak, and when they called him by these names, they were revealing the hiddenness. But what about the Eibishter? The Eibishter is Ein Seif, Hashem has no Metzias, Hashem has no Tir, Hashem has no shame. So when you call the Eibishter by a name, it says in Chassidus, it's different. You're creating the name. It's not the pshat, you claim the name, the Eibishter didn't have it and you made it. It's the pshat, the Eibishter is everything. But the Eibishter is everything in a way of pshitus. The fact that the Eibishter is everything in a way of pshitus means that he's a way of everything which is also nothing. Can you call the Eibishter a chocham? He's not a chocham. He's just not lacking in yin a chocham. Can you call the Eibishter a chasm? He's not a chasm. He's not just lacking in a chasm. So l'mayla is a name is different than Lamata a name. Lamata a name, if you exist, you have a name, you may not know it. It may never have been used, it may never have been revealed. And when you use the name, you reveal the Koyach Manahalam Alagilui. Lamaila, before the name is used, the name doesn't exist. So the level of Helam, from which you're bringing a name forward, Lamaila is much higher than the level of Helam that you're bringing a name forward, Lamata. Anytime you call something by a name that's a creation on any level, it has that name before it had that name in a state of Helam or Etzem or something to that effect. By the Meibishter, when you call him by a name, before you call him by that name did not exist. What's the point of this whole conversation? The point of the whole conversation is this is why sometimes we call Eir Shem. Eir Insaf, one of the, there's a sugi in Samach Tes. Oyer Shem Malchus, three Madrigas. Eir is lower, Shem is higher, Malchus even higher. And you have a similar sugi also in Samach Vov. But I don't know if he uses Eir Shem Malchus. Here's another system. Why would you call Oyer Ein Saif Shem? And we're not making this up. It says Medrashim, right? Acha Livra Eilam Hayahu Ushmai Bilvav. And for those who do not know, Shmoy is the Gematria Ratzin. Shmoy is the Gematria Ratzin. Who is Shmoy Bavad? But sometimes it's like, Asher Divayelim HaYehu Shmoy Bavad, that Shmoy means Oyer. What's the connection between the name and Inyan Oyer? So the Teretz B'Klalus is when you want to talk about Debish as Oyer. The way it's not Oyer yet. The way it's what we call in our mind, Yecheles. What's that Yecheles? Yecheles means Debish that exists. And he has no mitzvah whatsoever. He is free to do anything he wants, including Yecholte Lahoyer, the freedom to be made Oyer. And remember, we're talking in a Madrega now where there's no Oyer at all. It's just Yecheles. Hashem exists. And Hashem is free. Proud of Hashem's freedom is that he can be made Oyer. So we call him Shem, name. But there's a lot of Madregas in name. Beklolos is the difference between the Eibush's name before you call him by the name, and after you call him by the name, and even after you call him by name, Fanasugi in Samach Vav. We're not going to learn it now, maybe we're not going to learn it ever, but you have Shem and Shemus. In Samach Vav you have, and the Rebbe has the Namugudik Maimarim, Ashur's the Kamaimed that came out of Nunalef. There's two Madregas, Shem, that Eibush has one name, and Shemus, Eibush has many names. But the idea that the Eibush has names has to do with different midas that come forth from the Eibush to Kvayoch. But over here, the pshat and saying that the Eibishter has a name is that we're trying to describe Oyer that it doesn't yet exist. Because you're talking about the Eibishter. And you're talking about the Eibishter before anybody calls him by his name. And the Eibishter before anybody calls him by his name doesn't have the name yet, except that tomorrow someone's going to call him by his name. And when someone calls him by his name tomorrow, the name is going to be revealed. So today, by the Eibishter, the name exists on a level of Yechilis. You understand?
Every day you need to reveal the names again?
No.
So
no.
Once it's revealed once, it's always revealed.
That's one way to look at it. And a different way to look at it, there is always the Madrega of Shem. In other words, in Zman, once you reveal it, there's a whole discussion in Chassidus. There's a whole discussion in Chassidus between a Lekus before it comes out of Etzem and after it returns to Etzem. In Tzadik Dalet, the famous Hemshech Tzadik Dalet from the Friya Rike Rebbe, there's a word that because the Rebbe once explained it to the Bochrim. Rabbi Elkan tells the story that the Bochrim went to the Rebbe in the hall and asked him to explain to him something from the Hemshech Tzadik Dalet. And the Rebbe said that there's a Madrega that's called when Oyer comes out of the Moir. It goes back into the Moir, it says Mitziyusei Nedar and Kiyumei Nishan. Once it exists once, it's no such thing that it shouldn't exist anymore. Before you call it by the name, it exists only in the Madrega of Yecheles. So there's a place where it's always before. In other words, there's idea of earlier and later in time. And there's an idea of earlier and later in Madrega. So in time, once the Eibush is called by that name becomes a Metziyus. But in Madrega, there's always the level where he's not yet called. You follow? So we're using the word Shem to represent Oyer, because we're talking about Oyer that exists only in name. Not only a name that's been called, only a name that's yet to be called. And that's Yecheles. You understand? Look inside. Third page. Vezehu Inyan Shmoy. Yeah, it's page Reish Membeis. You just can't see the numbers. Because when I copied these pages very large, as you can see. So all the even numbers, the top of the page got cut off, and the odd numbers, the bottom of the pages got cut off, so you could see at least the odd numbers. Four lines from the end of the first paragraph, Vezehu Inyan Shmei Shalefnei HaTzimtzum. This is the pshat, that the Eibishter has a name before the Tzimtzum. Now there's a lot of Madregis in this. There's a Gilui Ha'ed, and there's Gilui Zmokim HaSesvidis, all kinds of stuff. You could say Shem and Shemitz after he's been called by those names on some levels. But here we're not talking about that. Here we're not talking about the Eibishter has a name after he's been called by the name. And there's another whole sugya, by the way, where Shemitz is used at a much lower level. Like I would even HaSesvidis HaGnuzis, maybe I'll say it in a few minutes. But over here, Shem means the name that's not yet been used. The name that's not that been used exists only in Yecheles. Haynu mashiyacholte lahoyer v'chulu. The Eibush has the possibility to be made Eir, ukumesh yekasa b'makam achi. The lechere. The question becomes, ma shayach shmei kedem shenivra ha'olam. How could the Eibush have a name before he created the world? Look at the next three words. Mi karei v'shmei. Who called him by his name? And for the Gemara, you're right, it's a name that's never been used. And by the Eibush, that a name that's never been used doesn't even exist. By a person, a name that's never been used, of course it exists. Why? Because the Eibush gave him a limit. That limit is his name. You've never called him Chacham, but Chacham is already there behelim. He'd be megalf in a helim alagil. Helim sheyeshne b'metzias. But by the Eibishter, before you use that name, it doesn't exist behelim. Why? The Eibish doesn't have a definition. So when you're calling out the name, you're revealing the Inyan. Before you call out the name, it exists. Hashem isn't missing anything, but he doesn't have it specifically as a particular aspect. So it's called Yecheles, the freedom to do. Since they did, they have the possibility to shine light and to create worlds. God forbid to say that his name exists as a Metzias in any way. Hashem has the freedom to do. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is plain. Hashem is transcendent. And he could be Meirer. Yecholte lahoir. Hashem has the possibility to be Meirer. Has the possibility to shine light. But the way Oyer exists, the Madreg of Yecheles, it's not any Metzias in the Baal HaYecheles. There's only the Eibishter, and because he's the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is Meyema Leimatase, that the Yecheles also thing in Oyer. So this is a new concept in Ein Sof. Lefnei Atzimtzum. It's not a Madrege in Oyer, it's not a lower Madrege in Oyer, it's not a higher Madrege in Oyer. It's simply the idea that the Eibishter has the possibility for Oyer. And again, the beginning of the Sugya of Yecheles was a Pardes. Unless you remember the Salt Vixar, the Pardes calls the Eibishter Ein Seif. And the Mekubalim get very nervous. You shouldn't call the Eibishter Ein Seif, you should call the Eibishter Ein Tchila. So the Alter Rebbe explains the Pardes that it doesn't mean the Eibishter, it means Yecheles. That in the Eibishter is the possibility for Eir, the possibility for Eir is, and this Eibishter is Ein Seif, because that's what Eir is. Eir is Ein Seif, and not everything else, not Ein Tchila. In what way does the Ein Seif exist Kvayachal in the Eibishter, not in a name that's never been used, Yecheles? Okay, so I'm just going to say what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm stopping. I don't want to. I wanted to read the Shtikala, and I'm going to give me. I'll stop now, but I just want to say one word. When this Maimon started, and it's right in the middle of the Samavov, it's at the beginning of the Samavov, we made an assertion that all Madregas of Ein Seif, Lefnei Atzimtzum, are all Yecheles. Everything of Ne'at Simtzum exists only in the Madrega of Yecheles. In the next paragraph, look how the next paragraph begins. Omnam andayim tzadach lahavan halei yedua shagam b'fnei Simtzum b'chin is gilayir. How could you say that Ne'at Simtzum is only Yecheles? You have to say that Ne'at Simtzum is Oyer because the Simtzum happens only in Oyer. And the Rebbe is going to start speaking in Lif Ne'at Simtzum Madregas. And we're probably going to revisit this question later. I mean, I have two more stacks to do on Ein Seif. The first is on Yecheles, and the second is on the idea of the three Madregas of Ein Seif. After we finish those two stacks, we're probably going to do a stack on how the world is not real Lifnei Simtzum. There's two things that I want to share. One is this Maimon, and the other is in Ayin Beis, where the Rebbe Rashab uses the expression, so we're probably going to revisit this. But the way this Maimer began, everything of Ne'at Simtzum and Yecheles. Before the Eibishter was Metzamtzum of the greater world, all that existed is Hashem, period. What about the fact that there's levels? The levels exist as only as a Yecheles. Yecheles doesn't even mean a potential, it means a possibility, a freedom. So the Rebbe is now going to ask that you have to say Madregis in Oyer, and simple resolutions there aren't, but it is a two-sided issue. One side of the issue is that there's Madregas of Ein Seif of Ne'at Simtzum, and the other side of the issue is that with Ne'at Simtzum, everything is Yecheles. And we'll see how this all develops with Hashem's help.